segment tonight, and we are going to jump immediately to Chris Sill to deliver the FOSS Home Team Olympic Sports Report.
Thank you, Frank. The FOSS Home Team Olympic Sports Report. Baseball, Virginia improved to 10-0 with wins over Hartford and Seton Hall and Cornell over the weekend. Track and field, men tied its best ever finish at the ACC Indoor Championships with a third-place finish. Philip Mihailovic won his second career shot put title, and then Jordan Young won the weight throw title. Men's lacrosse, number 5 Hoos lost to number 2 Syracuse over the weekend, 15-9. It was their first loss of the season. They play 13 Cornell at home this Saturday at 1 p.m. Women's lacrosse, number 8 Virginia defeated Penn State, 16-15. Women's basketball lost to UNC on a last-second putback at the buzzer last week, but then followed it up with the upset over number 8 Louisville on Senior Day, 75-59.
And Faith Randolph today, this afternoon, was named ACC Player of the Week for the women. I believe that's the first time this year.
They are the 9 seed for the ACC tournament, which starts this week. They play Miami on Thursday at 2 p.m. Swimming and diving, men's team placed 8th at the ACC Championships last week. Number 11, Virginia's tennis team lost to number 5 Baylor on Sunday. It's their second loss to Baylor and their second loss overall this season. Women's tennis, number 5 women defeated Pitt and number 26 Notre Dame over the weekend. And that's the FOSS Home Team Olympic Sports Report.
You know, it's basketball season. One of these days we're going to talk about the Virginia men's swimming program as well, what's going on. This is a program that was dominant for years under Mark Bernardino, and now we're finishing 8th.
In the men, at least the women did win the ACC title again, which is a big deal. But let's face it, there's no excuse for the men being 8th.
Yeah, given the tradition that the program has had over a long period of time.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
At any rate, basketball tonight, obviously the big game Carrier Dome. Virginia tips it off in a few minutes against Syracuse, and then later tonight, Boston College at Virginia Tech. North Carolina, Georgia Tech tomorrow night, NC State, Clemson, and Wednesday night, Notre Dame, Louisville, which
big game
there. Wake Forest at Duke. I'm not sure the Deacons have enough to give the Dukies much. But then Saturday, the conclusion, several important games, and not the least of which Virginia, Louisville, Duke at North Carolina. So the seeding certainly seeds on the line all week long, but the top 4 seeds clearly on the line, and Virginia will either be 1 or 2 depending on how things work out. But if we win tonight, that'll take care of business. Virginia will be the 1 seed and the ACC regular season champion.
And the pressure is now fully on Duke. They must win both games and hope that Virginia loses 2 games. Interesting, Carolina is on the outside right now. They're the 5th seed. If the tournament was held today, you want to be the 4th seed so you get that extra day off. And so the Tar Heels, they have a chance. The Tar Heels are going to play at Georgia Tech. That's a team they should beat.
Certainly,
that's a game you'd say Roy Williams, there's no reason. And at the same time, Louisville, has got to fend off Notre Dame and those bombers that Notre Dame puts out there. And then later in the week, the Wahoos are at Louisville, and Duke is in Chapel Hill. So there's a lot of drama right here for these the top 4 seeds coming down the stretch.
Louisville has the advantage of playing both of those teams at home. They've got a 1-game advantage in the loss column, but if the 2 teams tied, they split games against each other, and then you start looking at who beat the people at the top of the league. So the Louisville-Virginia game, even if Virginia wins tonight, they will have wrapped up the regular season title in the 1 seed, but the game Saturday at Louisville could have big implications for Louisville from a seeding standpoint.
In terms of whether they are 4th or 5th.
Right, right.
So there's a lot to watch here in this last week of basketball, and it all starts tonight. Wahoos are playing tonight in a big game in the Carrier Dome, and Virginia has won 10 straight road games this season, which is extraordinary.
But I don't think Virginia's ever played in the Carrier Dome before.
I think they're 0-1 in the Carrier Domes.
Oh, yeah?
So okay. We got 30 seconds to go, Hobbo.
Well, let's
make the pick.
Let's get it done. Well, I
prediction.
Think Virginia keeps finding a way, so I think they're going to find a way to take out that 2-3 zone. And in a low-scoring affair, I think the game will be in the 50s, but I think the Hoos find a way to win.
I'm going to say 64-60 Wahoos beat the Orange, and UVA celebrates their second ACC regular season title in a row.
It would be a big deal.
Embrace the hate, Virginia fans. Let's go Hoos.
Go Hoos.
Go Hoos. Have a great week.